Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The DH, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive towards first. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Yount steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Pecota steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles strikes out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Braggs moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. Deere hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Deere reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Rick Manning pinch runs for Rob Deere. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Riles. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Riles steals second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing left field. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thurman. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Thurman steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thurman scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Davis now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Angel Salazar pinch runs for Frank White. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive towards third. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Pecota now playing second base. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Brock reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock scores. Manning moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-3 in the game. Felder takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to third. Riles moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 7-2, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-4 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Tardabul fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tardabul. Brock goes all the way around to score. Surhoff moves to third. It's 8-2, Brewers. Bob Stoddard now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Schroeder now catching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.